I don't know why we have these confirmation hearings, honestly.
Do you believe, as the chairman of this committee believes, as the vast majority of members of our intelligence agencies believe, that Edward Snowden was a traitor to the United States of America?
Senator, if confirmed
this
as Director
when the rubber
of National
hits the
Intelligence,
road. This is when,
I will
this
work
is not,
with you to make sure that there is
not
another Snowden
for social
like
media.
Leak.
Because it's very clear they don't actually want to know what the people they're questioning are thinking. They're just trying to play some kind of gotcha game, but it's not even an intelligent one. It's not clever. It doesn't come off as wise.
Your voice would be a voice that parents would listen to. That is so dangerous. I will
with
be voting against your nomination because
science.
Your views are dangerous to our state and to our country.
I mean, do you think science is dangerous, Senator? This is published peer-reviewed studies.
I yield.
I mean, some of these questions that are being asked wouldn't pass a high school debate class. Just period. So I just want to break down this one question. So this is day two of RFK's confirmation hearing, and you have Senator Sanders here asking about vaccines and autism. And I want you to set aside whatever your opinion is or whatever you think about that. It's really not about the question. This is not about the question or the substance of the question at all. It's about the way this question is asked. And this is the problem, okay? This is why nothing ever changes, I think. This is why we have people with this mindset just squatting over the status quo and refusing to allow anything to change, because they're benefiting off of it. They're financially benefiting off of it, first of all.
By the way, Bernie, the problem of corruption is not just in the federal agencies. It's in Congress, too. Almost all the members of this panel are accepting, including yourself, are accepting millions of dollars from the pharmaceutical industry.
Protecting their interests.
I mean, that is just absolutely true. It's completely on the record. And it's really weird how they keep trying to sidestep that. But anyway, put that aside, too. Just I want you to watch how this question is being asked.
There have been, as I understand it, dozens of studies done all over the world that make it very clear that vaccines do not cause autism.
If he understands it, vaccine studies all over the world that show that vaccines do not cause autism. So that's first of all, A, if he understands it.
Do you believe and will you insist that Medicare continue to negotiate prices with the pharmaceutical industry so we can substantially lower prescription drug costs in America?
President Trump has made it very clear to me that he wants to negotiate prices.
Negotiate is a big word, Bobby. It's a big word.
It's the word you just used, Senator.
Yeah, but no, I use defend a particular law.
But secondly, vaccine studies all over the world, the whole world, the entire world, like all of Earth, there's just vaccine studies from everywhere, right?
Studies done all over the world.
Could you be more vague? Studies of who? When? Where? Where were these studies conducted? Who funded them? No information at all. Just the most vague, like, he might as well have not even have said words, because that's how vague this information is. We have vaccine studies from all over the world. Is that supposed to elicit anything from a person you're asking a question to? I mean, it doesn't mean anything. That could be totally made up. I have no idea what that is, and neither does he, if he understands it.
As I understand it.
Secondly, you couldn't be more vague if you tried.
Dozens of studies done all over the world that make it very clear that vaccines do not cause autism. Now, you just said, if I heard correctly, well, if the evidence is there. The evidence is there. That's it.
The evidence is there. That's it. No, it isn't. There's no evidence. You have provided nothing. You have provided almost less than nothing. You have not provided a study. You have not provided any information at all. You just said, if I understand it, there's studies all over the world. The evidence is there. That's it. No. If I showed up at a ninth grade debate class with this level of understanding of something, I would be laughed out of the room. I would get an F. I would fail.
Vaccines do not cause autism.
Yeah, you've not proven that at all with anything that you have said. You have not backed that statement up at all. Not even a little bit. There is nothing that you have said now to back up the statement that you are framing. Just at all. Nothing. Zero.
Vaccines do not cause autism. Do you agree with that?
Do you agree with that? So
that's it.
This is like when a bully corners you in the hallway and just starts shaking you to try to make you say uncle. That's not, he has provided no information that you should agree with him at all on. As a citizen of this country, we should not want this to be the standard of anyone agreeing with anyone on anything for any reason, especially, most especially, when it comes to our health and the well-being of ourselves and our children and anything, like, just, but literally, actually, just anything. Not even, again, this doesn't even throw the whole substance of the question out the window. We should not want this to be the standard, the burden of proof for anything.
That's it.
This is ridiculous.
As I said, I'm not going to go into HHS with any preordained.
I ask you a simple question, Bobby. Studies all over the world say it does not. What do you think?
This is so fail. I asked you a simple question. I gave you nothing. I gave you no reason to be able to answer it. But I asked you a simple question.
I asked you a simple question, Bobby.
It's not a simple question. It's a terrible question. This is not a good question. It should not be a standard for anyone agreeing with anything, especially not what they keep telling us throughout these confirmation hearings is the settled science.
Now the committee is being forced to relitigate settled science about vaccines.
And when you continue to sow doubt about settled science.
I ask you a simple question, Bobby. Studies all over the world say it does not. What do you think?
Senator, if you show me those studies, I will absolutely, as I promised to Chairman Cassidy, I will apologize.
That is a very troubling response.
See, now that's the problem right there. RFK Jr. says, if you show me the studies, I will look at them, which is a completely reasonable, it's really the only answer you should have. Actually, in this particular situation, really, is if you show me the studies, I'll go ahead and take a look at that because I want to see the evidence. I would like to read that for myself. I would like to be able to know that this even exists since I have no information to prove that it even does. And then Sanders says that is very troubling.
Very troubling response.
It's very troubling that you actually want to see the studies. You actually want to look at those for yourself. You want to read those. Like, you're supposed to just say you agree because we're sitting here in suits up in here and we're the senators and we said so. I mean, this is like the Spanish Inquisition.
Nobody expects the Spanish Inquisition.
This is like religion.
Let all those who wish to confess their evil ways and to accept and embrace the true church convert now or forever burn in hell.
This has nothing to do with science at all.
But on autism, there's no good science of anything to show what causes autism. We don't know.
At all. That is not what science is. It's like they keep using this word.
You keep using that word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
But he says it's very troubling that you don't just automatically agree with me because I said so. I said some really vague, not backed up by anything information to you, and I said that's it.
That's it.
And you didn't just automatically agree. That's the issue. That is how this whole situation is being run.
I will apologize.
That is a very troubling response.
By people who can't even admit they have financial interests involved.
Almost all the members of this panel are accepting, including yourself, are accepting millions of dollars from the pharmaceutical industry.
Protecting
their interests.
I mean, this is why nothing changes in our country. It's a problem. It's a problem. And I for one, appreciate the fact that these confirmation hearings are happening because I'm glad now that the American people can see the level that we are at.
These are the new nuances you're unwilling to talk about because there's such a belief in submission. Submit to the government. Do what you're told. There is no discussion. There ought to be a debate. You're not going to let him have the debate because you're just going to criticize and say, it is this and admit to it or we're not going to appoint you.
Because this is the level. It doesn't even matter if you agree with these particular people who are being put up for confirmation.
Before I close, I want to warn the American people who are watching at home. You may hear lies and smears in this hearing that'll challenge my loyalty to and my love for our country. Those who oppose my nomination imply that I am loyal to something or someone other than God, my own conscience, and the Constitution of the United States. The fact is, what truly unsettles my political opponents is I refuse to be their puppet.
And it doesn't matter. None of the actual specifics even matter. It's just the way this is being run should show you everything you need to know about why our country is so f***ed up.
Because the studies are there. Your job was to have looked at those studies as an applicant for this job.
I think the discussion over vaccines is so oversimplified and dumbed down that we never really get to real truths, and it's why people up here are so separated from real people at home. Shouldn't we be open? Could it be our food? It might be vaccines, it might be our food, but autism's more common. I don't know about the schizophrenia statistics, but autism's more common. Shouldn't we want to be open-minded? Instead, we're so closed-minded and we're so consensus-driven that the science says this.
Settled science.
Settled science about vaccines.
The evidence is there. That's it.
Well, science doesn't say anything. Science is a dispute, and 10 years from now, we could all be wrong. That's what a country's about. It's what dissent is about. So just ask you to look at the larger picture and give the guy a break who says, I just want to follow the science where it leads without presupposition. I think really what we have up here is presupposition. You've already concluded. It's absolute that autism isn't caused by it. We don't know what causes autism, so we should be more humble in what we say. Sorry, I didn't get to a question.
Something's gotta change.